This is the St. Lawrence version of the Parkinson show, okay? So, I'm going to be Parkinson, and this is going to be Muhammad Ali, okay? And how it's going to work is that I'm going to ask some leading questions. I want you to know Amanda did all the hard work. I'm merely the monkey here. Amanda is the organ grinder. She's put this script together, but we were hearing a little earlier from Les about the challenge and opportunity of sharing our faith, of it not being something that's sort of inherited, but something that we own ourselves. And this is a story of someone walking in faith, encountering Jesus in some very real and very different circumstances. So let me pray for us that we might be open. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share in Amanda's story. And we pray that as we hear it, that you would bless us and encourage us and strengthen us, and that we would worship you with thankfulness in our hearts. Amen. So, starting easy, how did you come to worship at St. Lawrence? I don't know the answer to this because I'm a new arrival. How did you end up here?
Okay, I worshipped at a Methodist church in Stoke-on-Trent. And it started to become increasingly focused on healing, so I was looking for a bit of a change. I tried tens of churches all over the area, and I started to sort of run out of options, really. So I was looking for a church that was just in Biddulph, but my dad had got a contact there. He was called Howard Stringer, and he was the minister of the church, so I thought I'd give it a try. So I came along, got horribly, horribly lost, couldn't find the church at all, and was really disappointed after I'd done the half-hour drive. So I just pulled up outside here, and I heard the bells ringing, so I thought, well, I might as well go somewhere, and came in here and never left, because I absolutely loved it.
Wow. So there you go, evangelistic ministry of bell ringing, let's know that. And just note the irony that Amanda was looking for a church less focused on healing as we go on. So many of the congregation will know that you've been suffering with cancer for the last 3 years, I guess. How are you feeling now?
Actually, I'm feeling absolutely fantastic. It's been a complete transformation from this time last year when I was diagnosed as terminally ill and not given many months to live.
So what's this last year been about for you?
Well, I think we have to start off by going a little bit further back. I found a lump in my breast back in November 2013. I'd been very diligent in checking my breasts as I had a voluntary job with the Early Detection and Cancer Service. So this, as it turns out, was an enormous blessing. I'd already got cancer and didn't know it. It had just started to spread to my lymph node.
Wow, so what did you do then?
I went to my GP and I was referred immediately for surgery. The surgery went really well, but I was incredibly sick. I had 6 months of chemotherapy, which was, to be frank, absolutely awful. I was so weak, I was constantly sick. My body was assaulted by all sorts of horrendous side effects, and I was practically on my knees. I lost all my hair, and I lost myself in a lot of ways. The worst aspect for me was that I suffered from absolutely horrendous migraines all my adult life, and they were even worse than before.
And was the treatment successful? Kind of guessing you're standing
here,
but...
Yeah, thanks to God it was, although my strain of cancer is very aggressive, and I was warned that if it came back into another part of my body, then I would be unlikely to survive it.
Wow. That's quite something to have hanging over you. You fought it off, but it's there. How did you feel when you heard that news?
It was surprisingly peaceful, actually. Despite the ordeal of cancer treatment, and it is an ordeal, I was so touched by everyone who lifted me up with their love, wonderful gifts, visits, and amazing kindness. It was a really beautiful time, as well as a difficult one. My parents, friends, and husband were also incredible, and I will always be particularly grateful for the support from St. Lawrence's, in particular Pauline from the later service, who was at the Fleet Rock throughout everything.
Right. I just want us to hear that. That's church, isn't it? It's not just a service. We're family. And I want us to treasure that and to live in that and to carry that forward in our script. So what happened next?
Well, everything was good. I got on with my life and picked up with work when I left off. However, I celebrated my 42nd birthday and I had an odd incident at work where I was slurring my words and having visual disturbances. So Dean, my husband, took me straight down to the out-of-hours GP and I was sent straight to A&E with what they thought was a minor stroke. Further examination showed that it wasn't a stroke, but a malignant tumour the size of a plum. It was absolutely devastating news, and my dad and Dean in particular were particularly bereft. I then had to have brain surgery and radiotherapy, and I had been expecting the radiotherapy to be the same as when I had breast cancer, which was the first cancer, and I thought it would be fine, but it was absolutely unbearable. I wore a hard plastic mask over my face and had huge blasts of radiation. I was in absolute agony, particularly with migraines, and I was violently sick, and for a period I was barely able to move from the sofa. I also lost my hair for the second time, and my face and stomach bloated so badly that my confidence was on the floor.
Wow. Sounds horrendous. How is your faith throughout all this?
Well, unbelievably, my faith didn't falter, and I continued to pray and be prayed for. And I felt that even though I was suffering physically, I felt completely at peace spiritually, which I feel was God's presence.
So what happened next?
I've just recovered from the radiotherapy, and I had a routine scan, but it was bad news. After only 6 weeks, the cancer had grown again to exactly the same size as the previous tumour. So I had to have immediate brain surgery and was told that my condition was now terminal.
Terminal's a big word, isn't it? Where I was before here, two of my colleagues for different reasons had terminal diagnosis, so I know something what that is to spectate, to see a loved one, but how did you feel about this? Did you feel abandoned by God?
No, I didn't. Exactly the opposite. I felt completely at peace. My major concern was my parents. My sister had died of meningitis when she was 15, and my parents were really struggling with grief. That's here today. To even consider losing their remaining daughter was an unimaginable horror, and it was then that I felt them.
But that's not the end of the story, is it? Do you want to take us
yes,
on?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, I fully accepted the prospect of my imminent death and still felt peaceful. But it seemed that nobody, least of all God, had given up on me. I was receiving palliative care. I had a wheelchair and I had a shower chair, both of which I sent back. I started to feel really well. I started exercising and started socialising. It was absolutely unbelievable. People continued to pray and I really felt like something momentous was happening. I was getting better. Even more amazingly, I hadn't had a migraine in months. So it was wonderful. But sadly, my mum died very recently before I could share my good news with her.
So, what have the medical professionals had to say?
Well, amazingly, both the oncologist and the brain surgeon told me that they were wrong with my diagnosis, which is just amazing. And it was both of them, not just one or the other. They couldn't believe it, and they were absolutely thrilled for me. My Christian nurse, who'd been by my side all along, was absolutely beaming. So now I'm wrapping a present for a Christmas I thought I'd never see. I'm well, I've lost my bloating, I've gained hair extensions, and essentially I'm here purely and simply because God has a purpose for me, and to me that's wonderful.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you, Lord. And maybe for others of you, you're walking a similar kind of journey, or you know loved ones who are walking the journey. And I really, that was an authentic story of faith, wasn't it? It wasn't, I found Jesus and I've just been skipping through the daisies ever since. That's not the walk of faith. But the walk of faith is that through all circumstances, knowing that Jesus is with you. I just want to say thank you for sharing your story. Maybe we, if we'd been in your circumstances, we wouldn't have been such an A-grade student. Some of where you had a fork in the road, or where to kind of descend into despair, to be angry with God, and you just seem to have to go, Lord, I trust you. I think it's a wonderful, inspirational story for us. So we pray for Amanda and for Dean, because in an exciting way, there's a big question mark in front of them. But what now? Terminal. Told to prepare to part from one another, told to kind of think about life drawing to an end, and now suddenly it's kind of, right, now what? Amanda says she's excited because she feels, in a sense, that work of healing has been for a purpose, and the question mark of the adventure for her now is kind of, okay, God, so what's this about? Where next? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to serve you? So let's pray for them. And if there are people in your own hearts and minds with similar stories, similar circumstances, in a moment of stillness, I encourage you to pray for them. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing, for the wonderful gift that it has been for us to hear Amanda's story from you. The wonderful gift that it has been to be her family and to see her walking through all that she has faced with faith and courage. We thank you that you are our living hope. That in you all things do make sense, even when they really feel like they don't. And we pray your blessing upon Amanda and Dean. And we pray that you guide their steps. As they walk forward into this new chapter, would you show them what you have in store for them in their lives? And we praise you and we worship you and we thank you for the wondrous work of healing and for the complete hilarity of Amanda looking for a church that wasn't so focused on healing. So then we stood up here at the front testifying to her healing. We pray to you and we thank you. And we bring to you others known to us, going through similar things, going through similar trials. And we pray that they know your love and your hope bubbling up within them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.